So let's review. The Mishnah proceeds with additional halachas that pertain to two features where one can be without the other, but the other cannot be without the first. Zok the Mishnah, Kala kasha ladin kasha lehayid, b'yesha kasha lehayid, b'ena kasha ladin. Every Jew that is eligible to judge a monetary case can also testify. But there are some who are only eligible to testify, but they're disqualified to judge a monetary case. And as the Gemara explains, the Mishnah is Reb Meir who holds summa ba'achas me'ein of pasul ladin. A person who is blind in one eye is eligible to testify because he can see with the other eye, but he's disqualified to become a judge because the pasuk states al pihem yir kol rivchol nega makish rivim l'negayim. The pasuk compares the laws of a monetary case to tzaras. Ma negoyim bayoyim, af rivim bayoyim. Just as negoyim must be seen during the day, as the pasuk says, ubayoyim haro'is bay, so two monetary cases must take place during the day. And uma negoyim shalei besuma, af rivim shalei besuma. Just as negoyim can be seen only by a kohen who sees with both eyes, because the pasuk states, l'chol mari in ha-kohen, so two monetary cases can be judged only by one who sees with both eyes, but not by a suma ba'achas me'enav. The Chacham, however, disagree and hold, summa ba'achas me'ein of kasha ladin. A person who is blind in one eye is eligible to become a judge. As we see from the following Mishnah, Masechta Sanhedrin. Din ha'mamon is done b'yom v'gerim b'layla. The deliberations of monetary cases must take place during the day, but the verdict may be rendered even at night. Apparently, they hold there is no hekesh from negoyim to dinim, and therefore, rivim afila b'layla. Accordingly, rivim afila b'summa ba'achas me'ein of. Mishnah continues, Koshachai b'maisus metamatumas eichlin, v'yesha metamatumas eichlin, v'enachai b'maisus. All foods that have an obligation of maisus to separate one-tenth are susceptible to tumah because they are edible foods, while there are foods that are susceptible to tumah but do not have a chi of maisus. And the Gemara explains that this halacha applies to basar v'dagim ubeim, meat, fish, and eggs. They're metamatumas eichlin because they're edible foods, but they're patam and maisus because they do not grow from the ground. Koshachai b'peya, chai b'maisus, v'yesha chai b'maisus, v'enachai b'peya. All produce that have an obligation for payah to leave the produce in the corner of the field for the poor also have a chi of maaser, but there is some produce that have only a chi of maaser but have no chi of payah. And the Gemara explains that this halacha applies to te'ein v'yerek, figs and green vegetables. They're pater mepeya because peya applies only to likitase ka'achas, produce that is all picked at one time, which would not apply to te'ena, which do not ripen all at once. And peya applies only to machnisi likim, produce that can be stored for an extended time, which does not apply to yerk because they're perishable. But even so, they're chayv b'maisa because maisa applies also to ein likitase ka'achas, ein machnisi likim. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding tumas oichlin. A food is susceptible to tumah only if the following two conditions are met. Hechsher, the food became wet from a liquid, and machshava. Tumas oichlin applies only to something that is generally eaten by most people, which classifies it as an oichl, a food. But something that is generally not eaten by most people is not a food, unless the person has machshava, specific intentions for achilas adam, for this to be eaten by him or by others, which then renders this item a food. Rabbi Bochanan Rabbi Yechanan says, "All shin shazarin mitchila lebehema benimlech alein laadam tzriches machshava lekashiyit lishu." If someone planted endives for animal use and then they were picked, they're not makabel tuma because he had no machshava for achilas adam. And even if in the interim he had reconsidered and did have a machshava for achilas adam, the endives are not makabel tuma unless he had this machshava after they were picked. Because Rabbi Yechanan holds machshava schibur loishma machshava. A machshava on a food that is not attached to the ground is not effective, because as Rashi explains, beinon machshava. Machshava takes effect only at the time that the food is edible and susceptible to tumah. But a food that is attached to the ground is not edible and not susceptible to tumah, therefore the machshava is not effective. And Rava brought proof to Rabbi Yechanan from a Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus. Yud gimel dvarim nemer benevelas eiftar, v'ze echad mehen. Tzricha machshava ve'ina tzricha hechshon. A kosher bird that became a nevela receives and transfers tumas eichlin only if one had a machshava for achilas adam. But even so, hechsher is not required because seifu l'tam tumah chamura. A nevela's eiftar will eventually transfer the more stringent tumas nevela to one who eats the nevela. The Gemara initially assumes that the owner already had a machshava when the eiftar was alive, and nevertheless he requires another machshava after it dies. Apparently because machshava is chayim, lo yishma machshava. A machshava on the living being is not affected because it's not ro l'achila, and for this reason, machshava is chibur, lo yishma machshava, because it's not ro l'achila. The Gemara explains that not necessarily so. Perhaps, machshava is chayim, machshava is chibur, shma machshava. And the Mishnah of Nevela Seiftar refers to a case of Geizel Shenafel Min Haroim, Dolahava Kaman, Dolachshvalei. A bird that fell from the sky and died, and there was no Machshava while it was alive because it was not around. The Gemara proceeds that the previously mentioned halacha of Nevela Seiftar, Tzricha Machshava, is actually Machlekes in the case of Geizel Shenafel Agas. If a bird fell into a wine press and died, in other words, a Nevela Seiftar, the Chum hold it depends. Chishav alav la'alaysin l'kuti tamei l'kelavtar. If the one that took out the bird had a machshava for achilas adam to be eaten by a non-Jew, it's metame tumas reichlin. But if he had a machshava only to feed it to his dog, it's not metame tumas reichlin because there was no proper machshava. While Rabbi Yechon Menuri holds af l'kelav tamei. Even if he had a machshava only to feed it to his dog, it is metame tumas reichlin because he holds for in the veil seif tar, both hechsher and machshava are not required because seif l'tame tumas chamura. And Rabbi Yechon Menuri supports his opinion from a kal v'chomer. If a nevela seif tar does not require machshava for the stringent tumas nevela, it certainly should not require machshava for the lenient tumas eichlin. While the chum reject the kal v'chomer because im amarta b'tuma chamura shekein eini yiredes lekach, tema b'tuma kala shekein yiredes lekach. Perhaps a nevela seif does not require machshava only for tumas nevela because it never requires hechsher. However, nevela seif does require machshava for tumas eichlin because general foods do require hechsher. This discussion continues in the next daf.